Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Yesterday, we began a message on Psalm 116, which is a beautiful psalm of thanksgiving. It's a deeply personal psalm, as he was sharing his very difficult experience that he had gone through. He's not very specific as to what he had experienced, but he shares, because God has brought him all through those difficult times, that he was portraying the goodness, the faithfulness of the Lord. He shares his experience of God's grace and the effect that it had upon him. And so the pivotal point, really, of that entire psalm, he asks a question, and it's thought-provoking. And it's a question that we might ask ourselves, because the Holy Spirit gave him these words. And he said, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me?" In other words, if you believe God has blessed you greatly, you may be in a difficult time right now, but you've rejoiced for the goodness and the love and the faithfulness of your God, then what shall you do? What shall you render unto Him? How can you show your love? How can you show your appreciation? Well, before we go there, let's look at what, in fact, the Lord's benefits are toward us. What are the good things that He does? Well, first of all, as the psalm begins, He has a listening ear. Just think of that. The God, the creator of the entire cosmos, the universe, loves us so much that when you call to Him, beloved brother and sister, His full attention is focused on you. How can He do that with so many children? Well, it's because He's God. I have no answers, but He does it, and we can be confident and assured that He does. Verse 2 says, "Because He hath inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live." Because he begins right out in this psalm. He says, "Oh, I love the Lord because He's heard my voice. He's heard my supplication. He heard me, and not only that, He listened to me." Praise God. "He has not turned His ear away from you, brother and sister, but as a loving father, He's bent His head down to listen to the cry of His child, of you, regardless of what you're going through." And what a precious privilege to have the listening, sympathetic ear of God. Because God has heard us, we will call upon Him as long as we live. Can you say amen? God's graciousness prompts us to increased prayerfulness. Not only are our hearts stirred to call out unto our loving God in prayer, but our souls are so grateful for what He has done. His goodness stirs our heart to love Him more. That's why he began this psalm. He said, "I love the Lord because He hath heard me." 1 John 4:19 says, "We love Him because He first loved us." And God always answers prayer, beloved, always. Sometimes not in the way we desire, and sometimes not as quickly as we desire or in our time frame. But God hears every sincere, heartfelt prayer that we pray to Him. And so we can thank the Lord that God is willing and eager to hear us. He wants to hear us. The prayer of the righteous is His joy. Can you imagine that? It is. And let's go on now, moving quickly, to another benefit. He has given us, as we see in verse 8, He's given us deliverance from death. And we can say, I don't know about you, but I can say this in my life. While I have not suffered many serious physical affliction, there are times in terms of circumstances, times when I was unsaved, times driving my vehicle, that I could have died. But God was merciful. And not only that, not only physical death, beloved, but spiritual death. So you can thank the Lord, if you're alive and breathing today, that God has been gracious to you. Verse 8 says, "For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling." So not only is there the salvation of the soul, but from sorrow of heart, from the tears he was crying, and from making wrong steps, from falling down, being turned out of the way. He keeps us, even if we make mistakes and we really blow it, he's there to direct us back into the path of righteousness and to use everything, even our mistakes, he can turn them around and use them for good. Now again, how he does that, only the Lord can answer that, but he does. And I'm sure that you've experienced that as well. In verse 3, he said, "The sorrows of death compass me." Beloved, we have this victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians, of course, this is referring to physical death, 15, verses 55 through 57 declares, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." No matter whether it's physical or spiritual death, he's kept us alive in the land of the living. Remember, David said, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." And then moving on, we're going to look at verse 7. There's bountiful treatment at the hands of the Lord. Verse 7 says, "Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee." And even if your heart is breaking now, if you would just stop for a moment and realize the truth of that statement, you also have to join the psalmist in saying this very thing. Out of his own fullness and infinite grace, the Lord has supplied all of our needs. He's given us everything that pertains to this life and to our spiritual walk in godliness. In Luke, in the 15th chapter, verses 22 through 23, that's Luke's description of the prodigal son. And remember what happened? The son just squandered his father's inheritance. The father did not prohibit or plead to the son not to leave, but he let him go. But when the prodigal son, quote, came to himself in the pig's pen, he said, "My father's servants have it better than I do right now. I'll go back to my father, even though I'm no longer worthy to be called a son." He realized what he had done. He fully repented. And the father said to his servants, "Bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry." It was a time of celebration. And so that's how the Lord is to us. He rejoices when one sinner repents. Amen. All heaven rejoices. And in this psalm, we learn a lesson about the grace of God. In verse 6, the scripture tells us, "The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me." And the simple are simply those, and that has nothing to do with our intelligence. It does at times have to do with our lack of wisdom and our lack of dependence upon the Lord. But it refers to those whose lack of wisdom or experience exposes them to danger. That's why we so need the wisdom from above. Wisdom which is from above is first of all pure and then peaceable, gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. That we need that wisdom that God would impart by the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And there's the wisdom that we find in the Word of God. There's the wisdom that comes from godly counselors. And of course, there's the wisdom that comes from life experience. But many times, we may not have experience in an area, we may be ignorant, or for whatever reason, we're lacking wisdom. Well, nonetheless, in spite of that, God was, even though he was brought low, the Lord helped him. So what does God do? He comes to our aid. He came to the psalmist's aid. God has removed the source of his anxiety, and he can cease from his labors with peace of mind and of heart. God's bounty is such that instead of death, life can be our experience, and not just physical life, living and breathing with a heart beating, but abundant life. He's able to deliver our eyes, which might be full of tears, into rejoicing. And instead of tears, he's able to enable us to fix our eyes upon him. For he alone should be our guide and teacher. And instead of stumbling feet, he has a sure walk, which is characterized by obedience to God and to his precepts. Remember in Genesis, the 17th chapter, verse 1, Abraham at that point was 99 years old. The Lord appeared to him and he said, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And then what did the psalmist say? Verse 11, I said in my haste, all men are liars. Beloved, men can bitterly disappoint us. And apparently he had that experience. But faith in God, beloved, never goes unrewarded. And this psalm encourages us to hold on to God in faith, especially in times of crisis. So God does. We've just been looking at his bountiful treatment to us. And some of you, you've been hurt, not only with family and loved ones, but sometimes, and it's even sometimes sadder, in the house of the Lord. Christians who should know better, nonetheless, can be thoughtless and heartless and cruel and injure and damage with their tongue. And so our place is to forgive, but to know that God will restore that joy. He will give you peace. And I'm praying for you. I pray for my radio listening audience every day, and of course for my UCM partners, that you will walk in that kind of peace, that you would know the hope of your calling, and that that spirit of wisdom and revelation would flow in your lives. I love you. I'm so grateful. I thank you for joining me for the broadcast today, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time as we continue on in Psalm 116. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write whatever you're going through. Believe me, God has given me a heart of compassion and understanding, and I will pray for you and send back whatever God gives. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.